Welcome to the Save Your Marriage by Restoring the Man podcast, dedicated to all the men who are going through marital problems and want to save their marriages, with host Arturo Henriquez and sponsored by the Fortified Spouse.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. Before we get started, just like the last episode, I want to extend an invitation to about 5 to 6 men to have a talk one-on-one with me. To learn about your specific situation and put you on a path to restoring your marriage. It'll be a 45-minute call. So if you're interested, go to www.fortifiedspouse.com/call. That's www.fortifiedspouse.com/call. I promise it's not a sales call. It's just one-on-one for about 45 minutes, learning your situation and helping you in restoring your marriage. So I look forward to meeting a couple of you men out there. So anyways, about this podcast, I got something really exciting I want to talk about today. I call this the difference between being a fixer and a leader. And just like the last podcast, I'm going to be a little bit more raw than I normally are in this podcast, just as a heads up for all of you guys out there. So anyways, the difference between being a fixer and a leader. See, most men are great fixers. And here's what I mean. You ever just like go somewhere, you know, a family's house, a friend's house, and there's a broken down car or there's an appliance that needs to be fixed. And don't you ever see that a bunch of men are standing around the car, the appliance, the piece of equipment, whatever needs fixing and saying, you know, gosh, I think it's the radiator. No, I think it's the starter. No, I think it's the engine. No, I think it's the transmission. And everyone is very keen to fix because as men, we're really good at fixing things. We like to fix things. We like to do that stuff. And it's most like, you know, it makes us come alive. It's almost like an addiction or something where we see something broken and we have to fix it. We're called to fix it. Now, as men, we're wired that way. We're wired to fix things. We're wired to show up. We're wired to solve problems. That's the way we're wired. However, in relationships, that's not always the best thing. Men, we are good at fixing stuff. Whether you're a politician, an NBA player, a businessman, a mechanic, a teacher, whatever it is that is your vocation, you are good at fixing things, which means solving things. But that doesn't mean that you need to fix your wife. Your wife is not something that needs to be fixed. Even her situations, what appears as her issues, do not need to be fixed. Here's how that shows up in relationships. Let's think about something here. Your wife and you are having a conversation. She's decided that she wants to pull out of the conversation, right? And what do? You try to fix it. You lean into it and you go, what's going on? Why are you mad at me? What's happening? How can I fix this? How can I make it better? I've had that happen so many times to me where it's like, as soon as she pulls away, we're on that thing because we want to fix it. We want to get in right in there and fix it. And that is dangerous, especially if you want to have a healthy relationship. If she wants a separation, if she says she does not love you anymore, even if she's having an affair, what do you want to do? You want to fix it. You're like, this marriage is obviously broken, but I want to fix her. I want to fix what she's doing. I'm going to make sure that it's fixed because I want to save the marriage. But by fixing, you mean her. We want to save everything. We want to save these things instead of leading. And this is where I'm going with it. So she pulls away. What do we want to do? We want to fix it. And as a man, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to fix it because that's what men do. We fix things instead of lead. And today what I want to talk about is really the difference between being a fixer and being a leader. You see, fixers are reactors. They are reacting to situations because they're trying to control them. Think about the last time you tried to fix a situation in your marriage. You tried to fix what was happening, right? You weren't really caring about your wife. You weren't really wanting to hear what she was saying. What you are wanting to do is fix the fact that she was mad at you. You wanted to fix the fact that she was arguing with you, or that she was yelling at you, or that she was upset with you, or that she was having an affair on you, or that whatever was happening, you wanted to fix that. She no longer loves you. She wants a separation. She wants a divorce. You want to fix that. You wanted to control that situation because that's what you're wired to do. But we have to rewire you to not be a fixer anymore and start being a leader. So what's the difference here? Leaders are anticipators who anticipate issues and, more importantly, problems. Fixers react to problems, react to situations. Leaders are anticipating what is going to happen. They are anticipating the problems. They are thinking about the gaps in the relationship. They're thinking about where they are not communicating. They're thinking about what is happening, where they need to grow, how they need to exercise their own emotional maturity. Leaders are constantly looking at themselves from a place of humility as opposed to a place of pride. Instead of looking at it from a place of pride, we have to look at it from a place of humility. Fixers focus on the other person more than themselves. They focus more on the other person than themselves. And some of you think, that's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on her. No, you're trying to fix her. You're trying to fix the problem. You're trying to, her being the problem. You're trying to solve the issue, her being the issue. But you're doing it not for her. You're doing it for yourself. Let's be honest. Let's be crude and raw and honest. Let's get honest right now. If I were to ask you really what's going on and why you really want to save your marriage and really why you want to stop her from doing these things, it has nothing to do with her and everything to do with you. That's egocentric. And so instead of you crying for her, you're crying for you. You're not crying about her. You're not crying about the fact that she's in pain, that she's hurting, that she's putting herself through hurt, her body, her emotions, her soul, her heart. You're not crying for her. You're crying for you because you want someone to feel sorry for you. That's not a leader. That's a fixer. That's someone who's trying to fix the problem as opposed to leaning into the pain of the problem and leading their wife and leading their kids and leading their family to another solution that is not based on salvaging for the man's sake, been moving forward in something new. So leaders focus on the other person or them, you know, other than themselves for the other person's benefit rather than being selfish, rather than being egocentric. I can guarantee you, if you look deeply into why you want to fix this, if you're not honest with yourself, I can guarantee you're going to see that there's something more at play here. There's something deeper at play. Men come to us all the time. They think that the pain they're in is that they want to be married to this woman. They love this woman. They feel all these emotions and all this stuff, and they're not thinking logically at all. They're not thinking right out of the back of their brain. They're reacting out of trauma as opposed to leading from a place of humility and strength. And we call men to attention and say, hey, look, this is not about saving the marriage. This is about leading your family and leading your wife and leading your relationship into a new or better chapter. It's not up to you as to whether or not you want to lean into that or not. It's not about being selfish. It's not about you making it about you for you sake. And then a lot of times guys will say, I'm doing this for the kids' sake. I want to save the marriage for the kids' sake. But if your kids are living in trauma, if your kids are living in absolute disgusting toxicity, are you really doing it for them? Is this really the best option for them? I'm not saying again that you go and get a divorce. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying for saving a marriage for the kids' sake isn't right. It's absolutely right. But what is not right is saying you're saving it for them and not doing anything about it. Just reacting, not changing the course, not changing the pattern, not changing the paradigm. I don't know your situation, but you really need to get really honest with yourself and go, what do I actually want? Do I want to be a fixer who's just trying to fix their wife? Or do I want to be a leader who leads their family, leads their wife into the next step of the journey? The final thing about leaders is they lead in conversation, and they lead it again with humility. I see so many men who lead with arrogance and pride. And guys, it's disgusting. It's flat out disgusting because it's so egocentric. It's coming from a place of ego, control, superiority. You know, what gives you that right? You lead with this domineering, this is my wife, this is my home, this is my situation, etc., etc., until you get that gut punch. And then you're like, oh my gosh, now what? Now what? Now what? And all that ego, you know, you crumble under that egocentricity. You know, what was the ego for? You have to lead with humility and realize you don't have all the answers. You do not always know what's going on. You don't know what's best for your wife. Think about that. You don't always know what's best for your wife. You don't. You're not God. You're a man. You're a human being. Maybe you're smart. Maybe you're very intelligent. But you do not always know what's best for your wife or for her situation. And assuming you do is presumptuous and egocentric and a complete lack of humility. So I want to give you three steps today for being a leader. The very first thing that you've got to do is you've got to quit making this about you. You have to quit making this about you. Many guys take such offense to these things that they can't even fathom the possibility that their wives struggle right now, have nothing to do with the man, have everything to do with her. And so what happens is you take all of that toxic stuff that she might be, you know, sending your way, communicating to you, the pain that she's emanating, and you absorb it and you take it in and you take it personally and you feel criticized, you personalize it, and you get resentful and angry and you blame her instead of really hearing and really understanding what she's actually saying. Guys, she's crying out for help. When she's yelling at you, she is in pain. She is hurt. You know, you should actually take it as a sign of, oh my gosh, she actually trusts me to open up. But when she's doing that, she's not trying to be selfish. Most of the time, she's just literally letting out the pain. And when I hear that, I go, my gosh, you must be in a lot of pain. For someone to commit adultery, for someone to cheat on their spouse, for someone to leave their marriage, for someone to want to separate and get a divorce, or even make stuff up about a husband to get him thrown in jail, they must be in a lot of pain. I'm not saying that she's not being bad or making bad decisions. What I'm saying is quit making it about you. It's not always about you. You can't lead if you are being selfish. Your wife is in pain and you're making it about you being the victim. Number two is listen, hear, and understand before you speak, before you open your mouth. This is what I see a lot, and I did this a lot in my marriage, where I would hear what she was saying, but I wasn't really hearing what she was saying. Internally, I was getting mad, I was getting irritated, and I wanted to fix that. You're not going to talk to me that way. I don't want you yelling at me like that. And you get into these arguments, and these things are happening, and instead of slowing down and actually hearing and understanding what she's actually saying, you are missing out on the gold that your wife is potentially giving you. And some of you are in totally different spectrums of this. Some of you are in the beginning of your journey where things are just starting to get tense. Others of you are right in the midst of a divorce. Others of you have moved on from your wife and you are in totally different situation. So I can't generalize this advice enough other than to say, listen. Listen before you speak. Listen before you even conjure up a thought, because you can't conjure up a thought if you're not listening. I mean, you can, but it's got nothing to do with what she is trying to communicate. Listening is a humble action. It comes from a place of realizing that I don't have all the answers. I don't always know what she actually wants or needs. Again, I'm not perfect. I'm not God. And the more as a man you can admit that, the more strength you actually have. Because I believe, I'm a firm believer that strength comes from a place of humility. It does not come from a place of knowing everything. Your real strength comes from a place of humility. So listen, understand before you speak. And number three, learn how to see the gaps and anticipate the problems before they happen. Now, there's only one way you can actually see the gaps and anticipate problems before they happen. And that is to live life as a leader who is proactive. I've never known a true leader that is not proactive. It just doesn't happen. Could you imagine showing up for a football game, a Chiefs game, a Seahawks game, Tampa Bay, and all the players show up and they're ready for the game and they're like, well, coach, what's our game plan? And the coach says, I don't know. I mean, I just figured we'd go out there and see what happens. I figured we'd just show up and see what happens. Isn't that what you do? Could you imagine, you know, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, and other great quarterbacks, what they would do if the coach said, well, I don't know. We're just going to show up and see what happens. We're just going to show up and see how the other guys act and how they act. That's how we'll react. Could you imagine how terrible their football team would be? It would be kind of disgusting. It would be of no value, of no use. Why? Because leaders are anticipators. They see the gaps. They train to see the gaps. They anticipate the problems before they happen. And so a good coach is always going to have a game plan. A good leader is always going to have a game plan. He's always going to lead the team with a game plan. He's going to say, hey, I don't know everything. I don't know exactly what these plays these guys are going to run is, but here's how we can anticipate what's happening based on this and that and that and all this history and all these statistics and everything that a coach needs to see, to study, and train for each and every one of those games. Now let's apply that to you being a husband. If you're not anticipating and seeing the gaps in your marriage before they happen, you will find yourself in this situation where your wife wants a separation, does not love you, wants a divorce, or is having an affair, and gives you the gut punch. You will start to see, especially those of you who play hindsight as 20/20, and you start looking behind you, and you're like, oh my gosh, I was not present. I did not emotionally connect with her. I didn't communicate well with her. I didn't make her feel emotionally safe. I didn't make her feel secure. I didn't know the things that were necessary because I wasn't looking at them. I never grew. I never took any training. I was stagnant. I was making it all about me. I wasn't listening before I spoke. And I didn't see the gaps. I didn't see all these red flags. And gosh, there were so many of them. So as you raise your standards and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to live life at a totally different dimension now. I'm going to live from this place of humility and empathy. When you start to do that, you see the gaps in the relationship. And you go, we need boundaries here. This is not acceptable. We can't live this way. And you make choices. You are the leader. I'm talking to men. I'm talking to men here. I know a lot of women listen to the podcast, and that's fine. But I'm talking to you, men. If you're a man and you're in a relationship, you are the leader. And it is up to you to see the gaps, anticipate the problems before they happen, and act, not react, and lead. Here's how you can do that. You've got to be aware. You've got to slow down and be aware of what is happening. If you're not anticipating spending time with your wife, spending quality time with her, planning out date nights, if you're not actively seeking out connection time with her, there's no way you're going to see the gaps. You'll see the gap when she suddenly gets short with you, when she suddenly is angry at you, she gives you a sarcastic slide comment, and all of a sudden you want to fix that. That's what you do instead of leading in that situation. A fixer is going to respond differently than a leader. The fixer, as soon as he hears or feels that sarcasm or anger from his wife, will engage and get mad, frustrated, resentful, lash out, be sarcastic, retreat. etc., and stupid fights ensue over nothing. What we teach our guides in the Fortified Spouse program, what we teach them is how to slow down and lead the conversation. They'll say, and they'll anticipate, it's clear to me that something is not right. And I'm going to hear her, go to her and hear her and say, I feel like something's off here. Have I done something to hurt you? Have I done something to offend you? Are you okay? What's going on? I felt a little slighted there. And give her that opportunity to share. Give her the space to feel loved and to feel valued. That's what your wife is missing. More than likely, 99% of the time, women are missing that emotional connection for men because they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to slow down. They don't know how to get real with their emotions. That's what we teach our men to do. And that is an essential part of saving your marriage. Guys, that only happens through leadership. It only happens through you deciding, I'm going to stop being a fixer. I'm going to start being a leader. I'm going to start anticipating. I'm going to learn the skills that I need to be empathetic, to communicate better, to listen better, to make it about her and not about me, to deal with my insecurities and my triggers so that whenever she says anything, I do not engage. And that's my challenge for you today. My challenge for you is to stop trying to fix all those problems. Stop trying to fix your wife as if she was an automobile or an appliance. Slow down. You can't control her. You can control you. What you can do is lead you. And if you can't lead you, you can't leave your home. That's why we have so many dysfunctional families, because men don't know how to lead themselves. They don't practically think about their days. They don't plan their days. Many men, they just exist. They just react to everything because that's all they do. They just show up. They get out of bed and they just show up at work and they just go do their thing and they fix the things at work. And then they get home and they fix the things with their kids and they fix the things with their wives. Your family, your kids need you to step up and be a leader. They need you to stop being a fixer. Yes, it's good to have the ability to fix problems and solve problems, but not necessarily with your wife and your family. What that needs is a place of leadership that comes from humility, where it's like, I'm going to lead this. Something happens, I'm going to respond from a place of humility. I'm going to ask permission. Do you need me to step in? Do you need me to help? Do you need me to do this? You can lead even no matter where you are. You can lead. Whether you're just beginning your marriage crisis or you're towards the end of it, nearing possibly a divorce, you can start leading right now because it's a choice. So, question for you today, are you going to stop being a fixer and start being a leader? It's up to you guys. Thank you for listening. If you're hurting, if you're lost, if you're in despair, you need to understand what is actually going on. You need to get the tools to become confident, independent of your wife. You need to get the tools to better communicate. You need to get the tools to deal with your emotions. You need to get the tools to manage her reactions. You need to get the tools to deal with your insecurities and your triggers. You need to get the tools to become a better version of yourself. You need to start to make decisions that are empowered instead of disempowered. So if you're facing decisions, if you're facing this anxiety, what do I do? How do I respond when my wife is being toxic? I don't know what to do. My wife doesn't love me. I don't know what to do. My wife is cheating on me. I don't know what to do. She wants a separation or a divorce. I don't know what to do. Well, we can help you find those answers and give you those tools. Now, if you're interested in learning more about these tools, how to stabilize the marriage, how to postpone and delay the divorce or separation so you can work on yourself and save your marriage, how to start making changes to you, how to start building confidence, how to start being an empathetic listener, how to communicate, how to build trust, how to change your context, how to build desire, and so many other things you need to do to become a better man, to become a better husband, to become a better father, to save your marriage, to win your wife back, then I invite you to take part in the Fortified Spouse program. Go to fortifiedspouse.com and enroll in the program.
the program is going to change your life. It's going to make you a better man. It's going to restore the man in you, and it's going to save your marriage. This is Arturo Henriquez, and thank you for listening.
You have been listening to the podcast, Save Your Marriage by Restoring the Man. For further information, visit the Fortified Spouse at www.fortifiedspouse.com. Thank you.